A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 4th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dobe.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the mobile registration exercise for Zimbabwean citizens, which kicked off today ahead of the 2018 general elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voaindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the mobile registration exercise which started throughout the country today.
The exercise will last until the 30th of November 2017. And is in preparation for the 2018 harmonized elections.
Registrar General Tobiwa Mudede said the registration exercise is being carried out in all provinces of the country and will enable citizens to acquire birth and death certificates and identity cards, as well as verify their papers if the ones they have already are machine readable.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Ye, abasanda ukusixhuma zulukandaba namhla sixoxa-ke ngohlelo lohlangothi lukahulumende olwe-registrar general oselukhona khonangapho-ke emaphandleni lendaweni ezijiyeneyo emadolobheni. Uhlelo lolu ngolokuthi abantu bathole izithupha, bathole lencwadi zokuzalwa lokunye okujiyeneyo ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ye, sizwile-ke abanye besithi-ke sokumele ukuthi abantu babe lezithupha zamaphepha lokuthiwa ngama-plastic identity cards ukwezithi bayenelise ukubhalisa kugwalo lokuvota. Kodwa ke uRita Makarau yena ongugcina isihlalo wezek uthi hayi akunjalo, nxa ukuthi isithupha sakho sezenge sisebenza ungasebenzisa ukwenza ukuthi uregister kuloko kuthiwa i-biometric voting exercise. So ke libe kwazi khonokho ukuthi nxa isithupha sakho sisasebenza lokho esisebenza ukuthi ubhalise egwalweni loliyana. Kodwa ke kukhanya ngazani kukhona ongani kuyahlupha ngokubhalisa lokhu Blessing. Ngazani kulokhu kubhadalisana okuthize kule mali okumele uzikhiphe lapha lalapha. So abantu bakhona nanje.
Wongu ka hama wadiwa nasi. Tila kuti tinge tichitarisa nezwe chirongwa chatanga nasi. Chekuti vanhu vose vakwanise kuenda kuno tora zvitupa zvitsva. Kune vamwe vane zvitupa zvisinganyatsoverengeke zviya, vanofanira kuti vaende vopiwa zvimwe zvitsva. Asi sekutaura kwatakaita nasa chigaro weZimbabwe Electoral Commission amai Rita Makarau, vane zvitupa zverata vari kunzi munokwanisa kuvhota, vaivo futi vanonzi maalliance vamwe vanoda kuti mabhakure kudaro daro, vakati ivavo pamutemo vanokwanisa kunge vachienda kunovhota. Nekudaro vateereri takunzwa kuti maenda here kuti muende kuhofisi yamudzviti iri kufamba munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana ichiita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachivhota. Pane vamwe vanga vava kuchema chema kuti vanenge vari kusangana nezvimbingampinyi zvakasiyana siyana. Tisa kuti mutiudze kuti zvii zvamuri kuona, uye vamwe vari kuti zvinhu zvacho Gibbs kunzima zviri kudhura. Mari yacho yavari kunzi vabhadhare nenge yakati wandei, vari kuti kode zvadii zvangopuwa vanhu pachena. Asi pari zvino vanhu vari kunzi vabhadhare, saka ndo zviripo. Vanhu vari kunzi munokwanisa kutora mabirth certificates, munokwanisawo kutora zvitupa, vaya vasina zvitupa kuti igadziriro yesarudzo dzichazoya dzegore rinoya, nekuti haukwanisi kuti uende unonyorisa usina chitupa. Saka mukana uri kupawa vanhu kwemwedzi mitatu iyi kuti ukwanise kuita sei kunonyoresa kuti ungochivhota Gibbs.
Yes, siyabona ke kule ncwadi lapho ibhalwe Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights abakhuluma ngakhona kuBlessing ku-mobile clinic ikhona ngale airport. Bathi kona ukuthi uguqule lokho kuthiwa yi-alien ID ukuze uthole i-ID yeZimbabwe i-$50. $50 ukuze uyithole mfowethu ngani kuzima kakhulu nxa walahla isithupa ke blessing laleluzwe $15 nxa ukuthi walahla isithupa sakho kuzobuya ke $5 nxa ukuthi ufuna ibirth certificate yakho nxa ukuthi uleminyaka e6 years siyaphezulu so $5 khona lapho nxa ufuna ibirth certificate kuzobuya ke ukuthi nxa wena usiya tshintsha isithupa sakho kumbe kungakhanyi izenge lakho ukuthi libhalweni so kumele uhambe lomzali wakho nxa ungala mzali kumbe isihlobo eseduze kakhulu awutholi lutho so khonokho lakho bathi hayi kungazani kawuhambe ngemfanelo kuzobuya njalo lokuthi i-birth certificate yakho nxa sindala kakhulu ungasakhanya amabala khompana bathi ke kumele ukhiphe $5 so kule mali eziningi-ningi sibe zikhitshwayo lapha ngoba kungani i-registrar general ayidingi imali phela mzali
Yes, Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is the National Director of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, ZESIN, Mrs. Rindai Chifunde-Vava. Mrs. Chifunde-Vava, good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you for joining us.
Thank you too for the opportunity afforded to me to speak with you.
Thank you so much. Now this process is started, Mrs. Chifunde-Vava. What message do you want to send to Zimbabweans?
The message is that Zimbabweans should take the opportunity to get mobilized, to go out in numbers and also register. But of course, we are concerned with the high cost of replacement of the IDs. It is really costly. You know, if it is for the purposes of voting, I think there should be consideration to reduce the cost because it's not willingly that people are going to replace these IDs. And particularly also for the aliens, you know, they've been deprived of the opportunity to exercise the right to vote. So I think some of these documents should be given for free. And the way they need to pay, particularly maybe they've lost, the fees should be reduced. You know, there are economic hardships in Zimbabwe. It is difficult for most people to afford to get transport, even to get money, and even to feed for themselves. So I think there should be consideration to make sure that these IDs are affordable.
Now, when we look at some of these issues, it seems as if this is normally done towards elections. Why is the government always doing that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it is for the purpose of elections, I think there should be free participation. It seems it is a way of trying to deprive some people from the right to vote. So if it is done especially towards elections, it's like it's a deliberate purpose to make sure that some people are not going to be able to exercise the right to vote. So that's what I was saying. They should be affordable and possibly given for free so that everybody participates freely without fear, favor, or without any obstruction from participating from elections.
But the Office of the Registrar General, Mai Chifunde-Vava, might argue that it also needs money to process these IDs and to ensure there are no delays.
But I think it's a national duty. Quite honestly, if the country and the government is interested for its people to exercise the right to vote, the citizens to participate, why can't they harmonize the processes to make sure that when that goes out, like what we saw in Zambia, they were going together, moving together in teams. There was a desk for registration, issuance of IDs, and at the next desk, then you can register so that it's done simultaneously. That way it can also save the cost. It reduces the cost. And I don't know why they are doing it in parallel. Otherwise, it is even also going to confuse the voters. Some of them, especially in the rural areas where there is no adequate information, they would think if they have gone to register to get IDs, it's a similar kind of process. They are going to be taken photographs. So to them, they might think it's voter registration. So I think there should be harmonization of the two processes so that there is no confusion of the voters. And they should make it easier. Go closer to them, but then simultaneously so that people don't get confused.
That's an interesting proposal. I think we'll come back to that as well. Gibbs, I think we have another guest.
Yes, we've got Ellen Shiriedenga, who's the organizing secretary of the MDC, led by Professor Walshman Ngobe. Ms. Shiriedenga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and good evening, listeners. By the way, I'm not the organizing secretary. I'm the director for planning, strategy and implementation.
Good
so
change.
Think about that.
Good change. I actually denigrated your post, so I'm sorry for that. Eh?
No, that's okay.
Yeah. So now tell us, what were your observations in terms of this RHG's office outreach program?
We haven't observed much, save to say the process seems to be done in secrecy. You know, would you have expected that such a huge program would command a lot of publicity, but then there isn't much information save for what is being circulated on WhatsApp. And maybe, probably, it was advertised in the press. But, however, there are few Zimbabweans that have access to newspapers. So I feel there are huge challenges with the issue of publicity. However, little information that we got on the ground was to say that mainly to those, those permanent registration offices. Not these temporary mobile ones, but the permanent registration offices that are in the districts. We only got information with regards to the uptake of the events today. For instance, we're told that in some places, quite a number of people were turned away, like in Mount Pleasant Registry Offices, Mapoko, and Kwazana Registry Offices. They were turned away. Those that required new IDs were turned away because they were asked to pay $10. And each, and however, most of them, since they saw they didn't have that amount of money. So that was the other problem. And the other thing is, I'm told that Machipisa Registry Offices, the machinery encountered technical challenges, and as a result, no IDs were issued out. So basically, that's the challenge which is there. And my fear is, as much as we welcome this exercise, but for starters, it has come rather too late. You know, given that we are expecting that the voter registration process should begin as around October as proposed by ZEC. So we feel that, you know, that this process, if it's not synchronized, if the Registrar General's office does not coordinate his activities with ZEC, we feel there's going to be chaos and confusion amongst the electorate. For example, we're talking of, for instance, the first voters, and most of them, they don't have IDs, and they're hoping that they'll use this exercise, this mobile registration exercise to access the IDs. But then because there isn't much publicity, and also the fact that there is no coordination with ZEC, there are chances that the dates might clash. And maybe, for instance, in some areas, ZEC would come earlier than the registrar people. What it means is that at the end of the day, the prospective voters, because they wouldn't be having IDs then, they won't be able to register. And the time ZEC, the time the register offices comes to them, ZEC people, they've gone. So those people would miss out on the registration process. So I agree with the previous caller that there is need for synchronization. And surely, in terms of the cost as well, it would have been cheaper to have sort of a one-stop shop, you know, where people can actually get birth certificates, IDs, their ID cards, and also at the time register as voters. You know, that could all be done on the same day at the same place. So really, for me, I think the problem is there is no coordination between ZEC and RIC's office.
Thank you.
Also, the publicity, there's not much publicity.
Thank you very much.
And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the mobile registration exercise that started throughout the country today, being organized by the Registrar General's Office. Tinem tereru du kutanga hava namo goronga magadi.
Tiripo magadi wabakuru.
Aywa, tiripo wa goronga murugubi.
Diriku South Africa.
Muruku South Africa. Aywa, tipe ufungwa zenyu wa nwatanga kunyoresu kwa kufota. Ima musu kunyoresu aditi. Asi sema onere muri kuti vechidika vavanzo nyorese vanenge vasina zvitupa chizvinopa kudaro
vanongozvitorera ngoti zvino zvanga zvisina kukosha asi nokuda kwenhamo yatiri kusangana nayo neyava vakuonavo iko zvino tinoona vechidiki vakangwara vanenge vativhurike fungwa vanenge vava kutoita zvokutoti vachitobvisa nyaya iyoyo zvichitongoperirana kamwe kamwe.
Tichi tarisa opa nezviri kutaurwa nevamwe vamwari kuti mari dzacho dzinobhadharwa dzinoti dhurei nekudaro ngazviitwe pachena munowirirana here nepfungwa idzodzo?
Ino kana zvadero zvinonetsa kuti titi varegere ngatingoti kana vanenge vangokwanisa vanayo ivavo ngavachitongobhadhara mari iyoyo vachitongowana zvitupa zvacho kuitira kuti vachitoziva kuti pokuvhotera pacho ndepapi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vagoronga nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Regai ndingokurudzirawo vashoma-shoma vaviri vatatu kuda pamwe mukande pamukana.
Taurai zvenyu.
Ndanga ndichida kuti kuzaka central constituency kumasvingo uko. Muwadhi 18 ngatikungava vese vechidiki varimo. Ndofunga ndakatombobvako panguva yatipfuure ava tikatomboti kuhomedzanei kuti zvisapotsa ndomukana wedu ndopokutanga nokupedzisira. Kana tatokundikana ipapa zvokwadi nhamo yedu tichapedzira takutorumwa nemagarikuni.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Zvakanaka, imwe neusiku hwakanaka.
Nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. You heard there from our first caller, Mr. Namo Goronga. Gibbs is urging the youth, especially to go and register. He's saying the majority of them do not have IDs, so he's saying this is their last chance to do something meaningful.
So let's turn to the to Ms. Chifundi Vamva. So now, Chifundi Vamva, when we look at some of these issues concerning, you know, getting IDs, getting, you know, birth certificates and all those kind of things, what is the problem really? Why are Zimbabweans struggling to get them?
I know, to get a birth certificate, the first problem is the location. They are issued to the district offices. And most people, they don't have the money for transport and also to pay for those documents. Then secondly, there is also the issue of requirements where you need to go to witnesses, your relatives, your parents. So it is also adding to the cost for those birth certificates. And there is no that some people live for less than $1 a day in Zimbabwe. And with this economic hardship, which I mentioned before, it's well above the reach of many people. They can't afford. So that's why I was saying this is an opportunity for people to get these documents since the Registrar General is going to the communities close by to where they are. And perhaps they should waiver the fees for these people because not everyone can afford. So those are the challenges. And there's, you know, some communities like in Matabele land, they've lost their families due to the Kukura Hundi. So you do have lots of people in those communities without these important documents, and it's so problematic.
And let's go back to Mrs. Shiredenga. What are you doing as opposition parties to ensure that word reaches your supporters that it's that time of the year?
What we have been doing as the MDC is We've embarked on a voter education program. We've alerted all our members in all provinces, and our director of elections, we are the ones that are spearheading those programs. We have produced the flyers, which are, for example, our Ndebele hashtag, which is Valanyipechu, and then the Shona one, which is Voters Refile. So what we are saying in those flyers, we are encouraging people to go and register to vote and giving them the reasons why they should register. And also we have listed the requirements that are needed for one to register to vote. So that is our voter education drive. And also we have informed them that there is the for those that have that don't have IDs, and that we've informed them that there is they should expect mobile voter registration exercise. And what we are doing now is we've got our elections directorate being responsible for compiling the list, the program for voter register. For citizenship registration centers. Once we've put together those programs, then we'll be able to send them to our respective districts and alert them on the days of which the registered general of people be available. So basically, this is what we're doing to encourage our people. But then, of course, there are challenges out there, because in what we're doing is in terms of accessing that information, like I said earlier on, we expect this kind of information to be readily available, you know, not just circulated on social media, not everyone, not even, we've got quite a number of people that are in rural areas, they don't have access to internet, they don't have access to WhatsApp or Facebook. So we're trying by all means to actually engage the registrar general's offices to actually assist in that regard, because clearly there is no publicity. And what it means, if there's no publicity, a lot of people will miss out. Earlier on, the previous speaker spoke about the challenges which people are facing, which make them not to access those ideas. You know, this is one of them. You know, we're talking about, for example, a rural constituency. You know, in a rural constituency, we talk about the registration center will be maybe 30 or 40 kilometers away. And what it means is that the people that are within that radius, they find it difficult to actually to get transport to travel to those centers. So this is the challenges that people are facing. And if what we are saying is these mobile registration centers should be accessible to the people, this is why it would have been prudent for the Registrar General's office to avail those registration centers on time so that people are mobilized accordingly. But if then everything is seems to be shrouded in secrecy, and we wouldn't want a situation. For example, the Registrar General only announced it last week. And 7 days down the line, then again he says, no, the process is starting. And can we be able to actually inform the people that are in rural areas that don't have access to radio, that don't have access to newspapers? So that's the challenge that we are facing. But
Thank you. We'll come back to you. And Gibbs,
yeah, we've got a message from a caller who doesn't want to be identified. Ubhale ulobela phake ngesintu isiNdebele. Uthi salibonani ngicela lingakambi ibizo lami. Kanti nxa beza kuthi usiyathatha isitupa ubuye lomzali wakho, nxa siwabhubha ngiyamthatha ngapi? Ibuqili lobo. Ngiyabonga. So this guy is saying, you know, if you've got a parent who died, so who do you take to the registration center? Because, you know, there's no way that you can have a dead parent accompanying you to the registration center. So he says, what should I do?
Andi boyela apa panofana kuya vatingati ma witness vana sekuru kana mwana kuziya.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I think this is a very pertinent question, which maybe needs to be answered by
maichifunde vava manzwa zvataurwa apo. Munogona kupindura here?
wangu pakadaro ndopa unyanko tindukawe nama anko wako alababa nkuru babambiki sekuru kana kuti wanatete waninga wachiziwa kutu wakajwaru warini wakajwaru wapapi kutama witness kana waninga wachinge waripopa waninga wakajwaru kata kinza tungu tarisewa wana babambiki wanatete wana mainini wanenga wani ukama upa duze ukuti wano vawati wongu jine chukwa chukuti mwana uya kasaru wanguwa yoyo nezi warakati wakindi wari mawitness pashili kana pasi na witness zinonesa hajiti kutu ungo enda ungo nukua besi biske duru weda
yes ya ushiri etenga yes ya ushiri etenga nesintu kutupa hanga nani matebele loku nga kutua buya lomzalo mzalo suwa pupa njalo nga mzalo waya ngelasi tupa pela so kubele kuhamba njani kuna
nde kisiyinda ba vele supa yonalega kudu ngoba kasa kutu mele skangi lisi kutu nga vele mtese ya tata istupa kumele vele birth certificate yukoko kukala nde kuba nzima especially nga pema tepelele kuba amba ugocho locho nkai la uvo lupani la pabaza la bani haba fave kula wa inda baze kukura hundi ndo wana zele luti kukura hundi ayina tatava zali kupele ayina tatale sobe vinese tu zali so enda vene vinjali uvo nzi mugu tu mtu wana ewe seza doke mfungi ya tati ipe certificate agula mzali agula madume agula koko oza konfemu kutu halo njani mzugudwa so ngeni ndaba sivido na leo okuthi even ngiyakhumbula ivile parliament I think the honorable Kopi owayibuza uChombo wathi minister Chombo kwenziwani ngendaba yabantu bemathebheleleni ngoba indaba lezi liyahlupha kakhulu kumele ilungisise and futhi sozakhangela ukuthi elinye idubo likhona ukuthi abantwana ngapha futhi babuya uze umntwana oke 3 months 4 months bebuye ephongo letters ezele South Africa ngabo malight umama use South Africa wahamba wahamba ubaba umntwana kawazi so esikhathini esinjalo ngezinye indaba ezihluphayo kakhulu ukuthi njani abantwana bethola ama birth certificate and ngamthande ngela birth certificate kuphinde kube nzima futhi ukuthi ethole ilokhu zeni isithu so ngezinye izinto zona lezi zihlupha and futhi ikakhulu into ekhuluma ngovazi ukuthi kabe sokufuneka ama witnesses yebo ama witnesses akhona sometimes ama witnesses ake khona uzothola umunye obulawayo kumbe umnise usenkayi kumbe umunye use matopo khona ngayo so abantu laba sokumele bedingele imali yebhasi begade bebele zokuncedisa umuntu lo othethole isithupha but sesizakhangela ukuthi enye inkinga sibili esiyibonayo ukuthi khona vele emahofisini abo-register general abantu labana vele nabantu labantu abakhwabithi khani ngani abakhwabithi umsebenzi wabo ngoba umuntu even i-issue e-straight forward eclear ukuthi no umuntu lo kumele yenze lokhu lalokhu ukuthi approve isithupha sakhe they'll complicate into yona le umuntu sezachike chithi inyanga yonke kuze kuhlale kuze kube be-waste imali eningi so ngezinye izinto ezihluphayo okunye futhi ngikhuluma ukuthi mina on my part mina for instance umamami ngiyiMozambique and the citizen wazalelwa lapha kobulawayo wakhulela lapha kazake fike elugqobe leMozambique yangkhona but he's considered as an alien so ngezinye izinto uthe esiya renounce i-citizenship yakhe kwamthatha kumbe umnyaka echitha from kobulawayo esiye eHarare kobulawayo esiye eHarare so finally after a long struggle yikho athola khona isithupha sakhe esi-right ukuthi ukuthi la yivunyele ukuvota so sizabona ukuthi asibovoti kunalaba abanye ama-Zimbabweans that are still considered as aliens and for them ukuthi be-renounce i-citizenship yabo yena le e-Mozambique kumbe emalayo kumbe e-Zambia kuyahlupha it's a long process and yikho sizinye ezinye izinto ezingabela abantu ukuthi bengatholi isithupha
yes, so she was saying that, you know, this is a very critical question for people in Matabeleland, especially those areas like Lupane and others where there was this Kukraundi thing, you know. So she says parents and relatives would have been killed and, you know, relatives, maybe some of them are in Matopo, some in Lua Kweru, and for you to bring them together is very difficult. And she says the other problem is we've got some children that are brought from South Africa by parents who live in South Africa. So now to have a witness in that case is difficult. So that's why kids end up without any birth certificates and so forth. Mm-hmm. So, and then she ended up by saying that her mother is Mozambican, mm-hmm. and her mother took a lot of time before she was granted a local ID. Mm-hmm. You know, she says to renounce that Mozambican kind of, you know, citizenship, and then being given a new ID is an uphill task. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a problem there.
Of course, there are some who are following us on Facebook. Tadak Banat says, Nish. Tuloti mnaati ndiri kupi. Ngobile Nantha Kashava alikuti I'm always disappointed with people from Matabele and for still supporting ZANU-PF. But this platform of course is for just registering to vote. Mm-hmm. Tafazwa Matlengobe says listening from Botswana. Thank you, Tafazwa. Then we have Refine Nema listening from Gweru. Thank you, Imimi Muyeguzo Vota Foot. I want to go at Ngobile. Okay, we read, this is the second one. He wrote, all Zimbabweans around the world, now it's time to change our nation. Let's get ready for registration. The regime must go. Godfrey Kurawone says, Zek is behind time. I don't think they will manage to use BVR next year. Then Patrick Munyarazi says, please stream live Shona sessions. Tirikuzinzwa mkoma Patrick. Rikachende kune mwe mterere ariparo nare vamidzi makadini.
Makadini yose.
Aiwa tiripo vamidzi murikupi.
Riku Johannesburg mu South Africa.
Okay, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu. Mune chitupa here kana kuti?
Ya chitupa ndinacho, chitupa ndinacho. Ngati inyetina kuno South Africa ndekuti tatova padano rinani repamusoro. Takaronga ma WhatsApp group kuti titaure nyaya dzinenge dzichiitika kumba saka takudzira tikukudzirana tese kuti tofanira kuende kumusha asi dambudziko rataita sekuti tasangana na Romanji nderekuti kwakudiwa kuenda kumusha ari kutatu kuti gwekutanga tikunzipende kunotsvaka kune vasina zvitupa avo kuti vaende kunopiwa zvitupa vodzoka vozoenda zvekunoregista vodzoka vozoenda kunovhota asi vakawanda vari kuratidza kuti vari vane chido chekuti vachazviita izvozvo kuzvokuenda kumusha unoregista kuvhota zvese kunopiwa zvitupa.
I speak a cool post. I come and read my tattoo on Apoge. Since the Moncom.
He can have a good Lula, Baba, who put 7 years of my IT. Yes, Gavan, yes, Gavan, the Kumatel and the Mikin, Lapa, any else on the food. Yes, Gavan, yes, Gavas, Labo, say Puvani. What's a Puvu, you are Abazi, Abantu. Ukuthila ngokumbula ngo-83 isamina le ekwenze thupa manje ulala abantu ngomunye wakhona wasebayipali ngiyakwazi mami lapha ngibona amangcwa amane abalwa yizana so bekufuze osebhunga ngesigaba ngesigaba benikeze ama-powers ukuthi kube yibo ababhalela abantu izincwadi ukuthi bethathiswa ama-ID akwaso nto enzima bele kungabi la ma-questions ngoba izanu iyabulala abantu bakithi abaningi abantwana abanye balapha abalazithupha izanu yike kwaziyo konke khona lokhu bese ngikhala inyembezi ngikhalela abantu bemidlezi emathiweni abavotela izanu ngendlela eyasibulala ngakhona abantwana abanye bazelwe lapha eSouth Africa abalama-ID abaningi kakhulu kukhuluma ngohlelo lwayizulu uyakhona uhlelo okhuluma ngale bheriya laphana aso youth adilaphana kuyesabeka abaningi abalathupha bengikhuluma labo so ayilula le ndaba ngoba ngabe izami iya-understand uhlupho lolo ngabe ndimidlenze ema-trend ayini ukuthi beyikhampena ngokukuliwa babenzayo bebulala abantu bakithi
so kodwa-ke nxa abantu befuna izithupha-ke besegoli ubona zani wahanjiswa njani
udula nikomaru ya mezo faga la pwantwe kati stupa hii vela mwante stupa hiyo nitelu laga kulu leyo wabe ya mezo faga la pwantwe petata mapeteteki petate na ma-IT aguna nito frenzima uwe mwade nga funja kwa faga pota kwa napo ama nito jambe petati wabezo 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 atoto vele zima ututumuti ngabisi mwuba kina sifila kwa wese buhu daswa ya niti asika amira for the past 7 years akusila mtesu mele ya matiwe ni miki nito utuwa ngo council nito utuwa ma MP nito utuwa ngo se buhu lezi nduna hiko kufuze kuzali msebe njompe la but nyeza uti nje zimeli zano antia wona anyeke kwenze ngovae saba uti kwenze kuna luku the challenge very strong venga banyo nye parlamente la panu uti mbutuwa nse kwenze zano ngange na ngange za tocho lekuli mikini sinte pila hayo kama tuwa kati stupa
hauponi nge nkomo spongi lika kulu kuna hapo ke ekoli wati nilok sasaba
that's ya wongo
yeah that is Mr. Nkomo he's in South Africa you are saying that you know Crowley should actually be given some kind of permission to write letters to the RG's office because they know people in their locality, you know.
I think they are allowed to do that.
Actually recommend and all those kind of things. Yeah, so he says maybe that is very feasible and maybe if it is being done right now, that's the way to go.
I think they are part of the witnesses. Todzoka kwa muri amai rindai chifunde vava. Pane zvanga zvitaurwa namai Shiriedenga pakuti dzidziso inenge isina kunyatsoti irikufambiswa zvakanaka imi munoshandawo sei nevheki ndakambotaura namai makarau nemusechishanu vachiti munomboita musangano muri kushanda zvakanaka here uye munopindawo here pakudzidzisa vanhu
Next Friday kwakaita workshop yakainvita 30 organizations kuita voter education ipapo ndopatakabva tapiwa netsamba yekuakreditwa kuti tiite voter education asi tinge takakurudzira kuti tsamba iyi dai yakauya kudhara yatinonoke uyezve dai tikavha period yokuti kusvika election pane kuti pe period saka chishuro chedu ndechekuti dai maorganizations akawandawo anokwanisa kuakreditwa aita kuti tiite muonera pamwe nekuti the country is so big it needs all our hands coming together to work with detail information giving information dissemination no batteries that not nguva ise zvataura maishirichena yatopera vanhu akawanda havana information nekuziva kuti even program yezvitupa chii chinodiwa marequirements ezvitupa chii chinodiwa marequirements ekuti varegiste uyezve chichanetsa ndechekuti shambadziro yekuti madays acho vachatangisa rini iwo hatisati tanawo saka zvii zvakatorema chero patiri tizive kuti toti vanhu ndamuregista kupi musi wani information yacho iyo haisati yavapo saka zvinotinetsei kuti tinge tichishambadza noti iko zvino tine inadequate information hatisati tava neroad map ekuziva kuti zvirongwa zvacho zvichatangisa rini zvinenge zvichiitika kupi maprovince api saka iyo information iri necessary nokuti ipapa patingangokurudzira vanhu tenda unovhota but vasingazivi kuti zvotangisa musi wani uyezve kupi zvinenge zvichitinetsei saka zvazidai specific information iyo voter information inge iri available uyezve takakurudzira kuti vheki nokushanda kwanenge vachiita nemamwe maorganizations tinge tichishandisa mamethodologies akawanda kumatelevhizhini pamaradio mapamphlets oitwa translated into malocal languages ese kuitira kuti vanhu vange vachikwanisa kunzwisisa nekusvika kumamarginalized groups kwese kumaruwa kumafarming communities uyezve vese vanhu vanenge vakaremara vanhu vanenge vachishupikana kuti tiriche all macorners of the country kuitira kuti vanhu vazive chirongwa chochichi as I said before this is a unique opportunity hatisati tambozviona kuti tinonzi tangisai kuregister fresh saka zvaa zvakanaka kuti vanhu varegiste nokuti kana vasina kuregista hakwanisi kuvhota saka i-opportunity yekuti dai tese taita and go out in numbers so that we'll be able to exercise our right to vote
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru manyatsochekesa zvakanaka Gibbs.
Right, so we've got some messages on Facebook, Blessing. One of the guys is Innocent Ndenda. He says, hey, Boss Ndenda, I'm watching you from New York, guys. Hey, can I have your phone number? So if you are listening there, Innocent Ndenda, here's the number, 202-619-2077. Boss Ndenda, again, 202-619-2077. And then next one, Chingwena says, I'm watching you guys from Durban, South Africa. And then we've got a question from Chris Gera who says, when will be the elections exactly next year? So I think there's no date as yet.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris, no date as yet, so maybe stay tuned. And then what Max Manika says, you guys are watching you from California. Call us, Max. Let's hear what you can say about this kind of a program. See how Mama Shiret, oh, kumbe nga hapo yikuwe. What in tate ke gulo babo moyo lapa. Ose kumwen. Sige sime kakwani, kutuwa moyo kumwa lwa ke. Kumandu kumegile. So, okay, see how Shiret yenga. Mama, uzakon?
Kona.
Yeah, so wani mbona zani ke, kongi ono genzi wa mkulumende. Uwe zita bantu betole is tupa. Enda wani zina lindezo midlands, kuse buya imatibene lika kulu. Lapo kipa kona iu taba. Loko kula hondi, kwenzo wanja kono?
Kutaba, I think we suggest ine kuli niweyo. Ngomunye ubabate lalele. Lapo kuti, ngatwendo sabogu. Wabo sabogu. Labo ibabazi abantu abahlala esigabeni and they can work as commissioner of oath. So ambona ukuthi kungahlupha usabhuku ngiyokwazi abantu bakhe le ngenye into sibile engancedisa kakhulu and ikakhulu futhi enye kakhulu ukuthi ama requirements abo imali zona lezi ezifunekalayo. I think okuyamele kwenzakale ngokuthi khathesi process le ye DVR it's a new process. And umuntu wonke xa eziya consent akula umuntu okuvota draw. So kumele kukhitshwe ama $10 ona lawo. In fact, maybe the cost to recovery, maybe the charge will be dollar, will be $2 to recover ama cost abo abe setenzi. So what to be printed ama is tupa zona lezi. So mboni ngani ezinye izinto ezingayenzakala business. And okunye okuqakathekileyo ukuthi yona i-registrar's office. Ayikizinike isikhathi ngoba nangokubona kwami iprogram leyi iyagidi ngoba bayigijimisa kakhulu ngoba anti bathi izaphela ngu-end of November which is about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
3 months abanyeke bayibhodile izwi ngoba we are talking of 210 constituencies for instance and amanye ama-constituencies bale radius maybe 180 kilometers so kutsho ukuthi within i-constituency eyi-1 kuyakumele kube lama registration centers kumbe maybe ayi-10 kumbe 11 ukuze abantu bonke benjani bekwanise ukufinyelela lapho kuyabe kule registration center yakhona. So as much as kule process le but akukhangeli ikakhulu ngaku-progress ethi program yabo kathesi ikakhulu ebantwini bemadebeleland kakwenzi ukuthi kube lesikhathi eside ngoba ngapha yikho kunabantu abaningi aba-affected kakhulu ngoba into enye for your own information. Kesi sizwe ukuthi uhlelo lolu belisenzakale andike kwavuka umthindo emarangi inyanga ezidlulile ngendaba zokuregistisa uhlelo lolu qalise kudala kwamanye kubomzara abantu namaye ama-national and provinces this registration process it is iyaqalisa kudala kathesi ngekho abakhuluma abasebekhuluma ngakho ukuthi hhayi nokulo hlelo lolu but kwezinye indawo sokuyenzakile so they should give us i-opportunity umuntu wonke ngaku-registe bengagijimisi abantu ngoba nxa sikhangela komndeni i-challenge ekhona yokuthi mina njengaba lesihlo bade funa ku-registe yarah we took umuntu low about over a month ukuthi ethole istop eke hambe emakombe bekutshethi hhayi namhla sithatha abantu abayi-40 kuphela inambi sigwalile eke hambe ngale-Tongap e-Market Square bemtshele same story as well umuntu e-teacher every day kumbe kwenyina bemtshele ukuthi hhayi umtshina sufile
sikubamba umlomo kancane sikubamba umlomo sokulo baba umama lapho sechongweni sithi qhaqha ngaye sibonte ngathini mamoyo ukhona echongweni
mina ngikhona
sabona ibizo mbani mama
mina ibizo lami ngosinqokile.
Yebo singobile moyo kunjani khona apho lapho khona
mna bengibona ngani khona lokho kwezithupha imithetho le abayifakayo emningi leyi ngabe bayayisusa kwenzela ukuthi bona laba abantu abaningi abengalawo izithupha bethole izithupha bayenelise ukwenza izinto zaba abazefisa ukuzifisa mba bafisa ukuvota bayenelise ukuvota mba bafisa ukwenza neza ngoba baningi abantwana abangelayo izithupha labanye abantu abadala abahluphekayo abangelayo izithupha so bengafaka imithetho eminingi izimali zenezi abanye abantu vele imali kabalayo ama-$50 zona lawo kuzaba nzima ukuthi bathole izithupha
wena umenjani ulasa isithupha kodwa
So that was Mamoyo. She's in Bobby. She's saying that, you know, the problem is there are too many regulations in getting these IDs. So those regulations must be relaxed. And she says many people don't have money. So for you to actually get a birth certificate or ID card, you need to travel to the RG's office. And those offices, according to her, they're too far. You know, but then she says at times, crawler heads play a crucial role in this kind of exercise. So they write letters and do all those kind of things. But some people don't get them, but others do.
Rikaiti mbwenda kuna mkoma azwana e metu variku epo etuku. Makadi mkoma azwana e?
Inufala makadi.
Ayo watiripo. Mkatu zori chichanga chifamba se chirungwa che kutora magwaro e chiku epo etuku.
Vagarire epo etu ya wana kuchitamika ni mfaro. Mekuti kuhuya kwa ete chirungwa mumushamedu. Jati kuti tisununguke nekuti mari yataifana kubhadhara kombi tichienda kundoita chirongwa ichi kutauni imari yatabvisirwa naizvozvo hatina kutambira chirongwa ichi nemufaro nekuti miripo iri kudiwa kuti uwane zaro rekuzvarwa naro kana kuti uwane chitupa miripo iyi hatikwanisi kuibhadhara epuheti yakasiyana nenzvimbo dzakaita kunge vana kuwadzana mufakose kambuzuma kana borodheo nekuti iri ranga riri purazi rakanga riri methodist but vanhu vaigaramo vakawanda methodist yakazodhonita purazi iri so vanhu varipo vazhinji varombo ende maforeiners zvavati maforeiners zvitupa zvavo zvakanyorwa kuti alien zvanyorwa kuti alien maalien haabvumidzi kuti avhote vanofanira kuti vachinjise zvitupa zvavo vapuwe zvakanyorwa kuti citizen
angatiti havavhote ndiani apa
mai chavo chinyorwe
mutemo unenge wangu wava kuti vaakukwanisa kuvhota takataura namai makarau vachitiwo mutemo unoti munokwanisa kuvhota but vamudede vanga vambotaurawo kuti havavhoti asi mai makarau vacho vezeki ndo vanoita zvesarudzo vari kuti vari kunzi maaliens yavo vanokwanisa kuvhota asi tichambotaurira kuna amai chipfunde vabvapedzisa henyu
ndanga ndiripo padombo ramwari nhasi nenguva dzahafazi 7 mangwanani uyu ndo muvhunzo wandatanga kuvhunza vekaregistra general vanga varipo ndichiti chitupa chakanzi alien chinozobvumidzwa here kuvhota vakati aiwa maringe
nebumbiro remitemo munhu anobvumirwa kuvhota chizvarwa cheZimbabwe saka kana chitupa chako chakanyorwa kuti alien zvakutoreva kuti uri mutorwa naizvozvo haugoni kuti uvhote uchishandisa chitupa ichocho unofanira kuti uchichinjise upiwe chakanzi chizvarwa cheZimbabwe that is CIT kubva ndabvunza ndikati kana ndichida kuchinjisa chitupa chakanzi alien chinzi citizen ndinobhadhara mari zvikanzi unofanira kubhadhara $50 inova mari isingagoni kuti inzi ingafungidzirwa kuti ingawanikwa nemugari wemunzvimbo yeairport munovawo mandinobva
orait imbobatai makadaro vamhetu imbobatai makadaro maichipunde vavha
oi
maichipunde vavha
ndikunzwai
tiri kutaura nenyaya yemaaliens aya nekuti ndakabvunza mai makarau nemusi wechishanu kuti zvinofamba sei nekuti vamudede vanga vambota havakwanisi kuvhota mai makarau vakati aiwa vanobvumidzwa kuvhota ndo zviri mubumbiro remutemo vamhetu vari kuti nhasi ndaenda ndabvunza vanhu vekuregistra general vari kuti kuhofisi yavamudede vari kuti handikwanisi kuvhota ndofanira kubhadhira $50
isi ndozvitaa takanyora tichiti izvi dzenyaya dzokuvhota dai dzasiyirwa Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuitira kwaisaita maconflict messages neinformation saka zvava zvakanaka kuti dai paita vheki inopa mamessages nepublicity yeinformation iyeyi nokuti patova neconfusion kuti vevheki vanoti vanokwanisa kuvhota sezvatoziva pamubumbiro womutemo kuti ndo maraiti nekugadziriswa kwazvakaitwa asi tonzwawo futi ofisi yekwarg vachigara vachakwanisa kuvhota saka sava takakurudzira kuti dai zvese zvine to do with election zvangotaurwa nezimbabwe electoral commission pakaita confusion uku kwavamudede dai vachisiyirawo zvenyaya dzokuvhota idzi nezvekodzero dzekuvhota kuzeki kuti pasaita confusion iyoyi ende kuzobhadharisa vanhu mari yacho iyoyo its well above the reach of many Zimbabweans havakwanisi kubhadhara $50 vanhu havasiri pamabasa chiri vanotengesa pamusika havakwanisi kuwana mari yacho iyoyiyi zvokuti vangabhadhara zvitupa izvo izvi saka kana gavhumendi iri sincere kuti vanhu vavhote vibva zvisina kuita discrimination zvikuru ivo vanhu vanonzi maaliens I think dai zvangogadziriswa kuti dai vapuwawo zviri pachena kana kuti dai vapa prize iri reasonablewo zvaivo panokuti zvidzo zvadhuriswa kudaro as a result zvinoshaya meaning nokuti vanhu vacho vanenge vakatarisira kuti vange vachiwana maids acho havakwanisi kana kuti vazvichinge kana kuti vazvigadzirisi
tinotenda sikuru vamhetu pedzisai yungoti nguva yedu ndoyadyanani
ndokupedzisa ndichiti kupiwa magwaro ekuzvarwa nawo pamwe chete nenyaya yekurejista kuvhota hazvizi zvinhu zvingaparadzi zvingapatsanurwa naizvozvo tinokumbira varita makarao kuti vaburise press statement sezvavakaita vachigadzirisa vamudede pavakanga vakamboti vane zvitupa zverata havakwanisi kuvhota paizvino ngavaburise press statement ichitaura kuti vanhu vane zvitupo zvakanzi alien havasi kuzorambidzwa kuvhota nekuti vakanyarara manje isusu tinenge takugara tiri pakati pekutya kwekusaiziva kuti tichabvumidzwa here kuzopinda tichapiwa here kodzero yekuvhota kana kuti kwete chechipiri chatishungurudza pazuva ranhasi inyaya yematendulas anodiwa isusu tiri kuti kana munhu akarasha chitupa panguva iyi yavari kutenderera vachitoresa zvitupa kusviranuswa 30 November munhu nemunhu anoda chitupa ngaatoreswe pachena munhu nemunhu anoda gwaro rokuzvarwa naro ngaatoreswe pachena kana musi wa 30 November wapfuura wozotanga havo kuchaja $10 nema$5 atiri kunzwa chekupedzisira chene chandanga ndichida kutaura ndechekuti kana munhu aenda achida chitupa asi aine birth certificate refu riya kosei vachizoti ngauye nechitupa chababa vake kana chamai vake kana bhesi ramai vake iro zita ramai vake nababa vake riripo pabhesi certificate vanenge aenda naro kuti andotora chitupa tine vazhinji vadzorwa nhasi vachida kutora zvitupa vane mabhesi certificate marefu vachinzi hatikupii kana usina kuuya nechimwe chitupa chine senemu yakafanana nesenemu yako
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamhetu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinokutendai tinokutendai
That's airport resident there, Zivanai Metu. Gibbs?
Yes, no, Baba, okay. Ushepard, Baba, blessing to him. Baba Shepard, Gunjan?
Hey, Gunjan, Baba.
This is Pilia Akul. I would join and go to this two panel with the Ulubananja.
Ah, I think I will two panel with the league. Yes, I'm trying to not tell you. I'm trying to go now. So you can get a little cousin. 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 You can get a
Bafika bathini exactly kona ngale uzofika?
Ngifuna ukumthathisa kuzini. Ngifuna ukulungisa lo mbhalo ipassport wathi no identification yakhe kayini. Yaphala ngephuli phuli phuli. Ufuna mapho ile ngini identification yakhe phakathi kuzikhombisa. So it must be $10.
So manje $10 phela ukuze uphume iphuma nzima phela. Yabe ngekho ha?
$10 imali eningi kakhulu eZimbabwe. Ukuthi uzithole sibi lazi ngisukulu zeke kakhulu yazi ngasebenza sibi ngenza lokho. Kodwa ngokuthi ukulu zokwami nje ngoba bengifuna ukuthi ngiyenzele umzukulu wami i-passport ithe kuyenzela ukuza ngingena isikolo ngabe eBotswana. Akukho ukuthi ngenza kwenza njalo. Ngathi ngakhipha imali yangikhokha.
So manje uzoya kwenza njani mnumzane?
Kulokhu kuyilo kweZimbabwe futhi manje inkosi yazi esidibini lokhu kuyasikhulu zokunye ukuthi lapha sakwazi ukuthi singenza njani.
Hayi, asibongile kakhulu baba Shepherd.
Ancho phela baba.
Ye, ungathi nakusasa baba.
Ancho phela.
Ye, so that was Mr. Shepherd. He says he tried to get a birth certificate for his nephew, but you know, he was told to pay $10 because the birth certificate that he was giving or holding was actually handwritten, so they wanted a computerized one. So he was supposed then to pay $10, and he said that he didn't have the money. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Mrs. Rindai Chipunde Vava, your last word.
So kuru drug by Urmende Ate Rao Shema Shema Jevanu kuti my documents sima IDs anga chipu apachen uye shesri affordable. No kubita my restrictive via kuti wunza best certificate yambuya ya sekuru. We are now groups who are going to be the that process is much easier. May could synchronize, may break, no could coordinate my messages. I would pass out my conflicting messages. Otherwise, it is like one hand is giving and another one is taking. It's no purpose to say, no, so that's a cool opportunity or cool register. So no guru zira tuli bango ino dai pai tama incentives. Kuti vanhu vanga vachikurudzirwa kuti ukanoregister live ine dzimwe nyika dzatakamboona. Pane dzane mainsiti dzekuti ukanoregister notipuwa kana dhola. Ukatouyawo kuzotora ID yacho notipuwa dhola. Pane kuti imimo tibhadharise vanhu vaya varombo nevanhu vanoshaya kuti vonzi vabhadhare. Zvinobva zvatova kuti vanhu vacho demotivated. What we need to do is to motivate people panguva ino. Saka that's why tichiti isusu macivil society organizations dzeki neumwe unomwe ari ikoko tese tine basa dai tachikurudzira vanhu kuti vaende vaone maidis vasina vakarasa uyezve registration ichitangisa vanhu voenda inumbers nekuti ndio opportunity yatawana kuzokwanisa kuvhota.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mrs. Chiriedenga, your last word.
Okay, engakutshoyo ukuthi abantu kabasuke ngobuningi babo bethatha izithupha zonalezi ngoba kuqakathekile. But ngikhalela kakhulu abantu abe-registrar general ukuthi uhlelo lolu kalufinyelele abantwini. Abantu betshele kulesi khathi ukuthi basethe kuhle iprogram yabo ukuthi betshele kulesi khathi. Njalo lokuthi even izimali zonalezi ezifunakalayo we are appealing ukuthi kulothi abantu bebhadala ama-$10 nangcono bereduce kumbe bethi ngama-$2 kumbe
$3siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much, Ms. Ellen Chiriedenga of the MDC, led by Professor Washman Ngube, and also the director of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, Mrs. Rindai Chipunde Vava. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.